From North State Public Radio, I'm Avanor Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, July 17th. The Butte County Public Health Department says lab tests of water at the City of Chico's sanctioned encampment have come back, and they're clear of contamination. A spokesperson for the Public Health Department wrote in an email that the certified testing at the Eaton and Cohasset Roads location were negative for both coliform and E. coli. The City of Chico had the water lab tested after community members had three at-home test kits show there was coliform in the water. The community members tested the water because most unhoused residents staying at the encampment have been ill for weeks and were afraid to use the spigot at the site, which is the location's only water source. Chico's city manager Mark Orm told NSPR the contamination detected in the at-home tests was likely on the spigot itself. Homeless advocates say a lack of oversight at the encampment has created a public health crisis. And the Butte County Mosquito and Vector Control District announced Monday that West Nile virus is now active in Butte County. The district reported that a dead bird found in Durham tested positive for the virus. The virus has been detected in the county since 2004, so the case isn't surprising, but officials are reminding residents to take precautions to protect themselves from mosquito bites. In the last 20 years, nearly 300 residents have been infected with the virus, resulting in 10 deaths. Shasta and Yuba counties have also reported West Nile virus activity this year. And in other news, the face of Chico's leadership could see a big change come November. NSPR's Eric Adams reports 4 seats for city council are up for re-election, and residents can now begin filing for candidacy.
The City of Chico announced this week that the candidate nomination period has begun to fill council seats nearing the end of their terms. This means residents who are interested in running for office can now begin the process of vying to represent their district. The city says council members serve a 4-year term, which would end in December of 2028. Chico residents looking to run for the open seats need to be at least 21 years old and registered voters in the district they wish to represent. Council members whose re-elections could be challenged are Mayor Andrew Coolidge, Dale Bennett, Sean Morgan, and Topeka Tandon. The municipal election will happen alongside the presidential election on November 5th. The nomination period ends in early August. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
California regulators are drafting new rules that could ban residents from having most plants within 5 feet of their homes in communities that are at high risk of wildfire. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
In 2020, legislators passed a law changing defensible space standards around homes in fire-prone areas. Now the California State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection is working to codify those standards. According to reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle, the new rules are expected to prohibit combustible materials, that includes mulch and most landscaping plants, within a 5-foot zone around the perimeter of the house. As planned, the requirements would be phased in and would first apply to new construction and later to existing homes. The board is also looking for funding to help defray costs homeowners might incur. CAL FIRE statistics show that already this year the agency has responded to nearly 2,500 structure fires. Additionally, the paper reports wildland fires have destroyed more than 50,000 structures across California since 2017. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Finally, the annual Marysville Peach Festival returns this weekend. According to the festival's website, streets will be blocked off in the downtown shopping area to provide space for more than 150 vendors and visitors. Local bands will perform on 2 stages. There will also be a children's area, and there will be peach foods, peach beverages, and peach desserts. Festivities run Saturday and Sunday from 4 in the afternoon until 10 in the evening. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, July 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Avanor Grove.